I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, September 13. Coming up, government to issue mobile spectrum license to Symbiote, amendments to plea bargaining legislation to be completed by October, and application deadline for National Innovation Awards extended to September 30. The news in detail after this message.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Heating water takes energy, so install timers on your water heater to monitor usage. Substitute hot baths for showers. Showers use less water and less energy. Keep your AC at 25 degrees Celsius and avoid obstructing the vents. Keep doors and windows closed when the AC is in use. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will issue a domestic mobile spectrum license to Symbiote Investments Limited, the parent company of Carousel. Earlier this year, the Office of the Contractor General, the OCG, had urged the government not to sign the agreement for the issuing of a domestic mobile spectrum license to Carousel due to adverse findings against one of its principals. However, Prime Minister Holness, in a statement to Parliament Tuesday, said in arriving at its decision, Cabinet took various elements of the OCG report into consideration, as well as the legal ramifications of not granting the license.
The adverse traces cited in the special OCG report related to information gathered as far back as 2009 that the police have advised that the party in question is not currently the subject of any investigation. And secondly, the non-issuance of the spectrum license in the circumstances would be tantamount to a revocation of the grant of the said license and would be in violation of the principles of natural justice.
Mr. Holness also outlined that a series of legislative and procedural reforms are to be implemented in the application process for spectrum licenses to ensure the process can be more efficiently dealt with going forward. The Justice Ministry is looking to complete work on the proposed amendments to the Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act by early October. Portfolio Minister Delroy Chuck says the legal reform unit in the ministry is actively working on the draft amendments. He notes that the proposed changes will result in faster disposition of criminal matters and reduce the backlog of cases.
I've given the direction to the Office of Parliamentary Counsel that does the drafting. Please let it be a priority.
The Criminal Justice Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act, which was introduced in 2006 and amended in 2010, allows persons accused of crimes to plead guilty and give testimony or information in return for a reduced penalty. Finance Minister Audley Shaw says the government is expecting an increase in national productivity levels as a result of its recent income tax reform initiative. Mr. Shaw says he's targeting 2% growth in the economy at the end of this fiscal year, and accomplishing this will require increased productivity levels across all sectors. He's urging employers to work with the government to ensure this objective is met.
As employers, help us to remind them that the government has given back something to you. But can we use it as a point of departure to say, can we use this as part of an opportunity to seek to be a more productive workforce?
The finance minister was speaking at the Jamaica Employers Federation JEF CEO breakfast on Tuesday. And the application deadline for the National Innovation Awards has been extended by 1 month to September 30, 2016. The biennial award ceremony, scheduled for November 16, will highlight excellence in technology and innovation and creativity in various areas of science. Awards are presented in the categories of agriculture, food and agri-processing, education and popularization of science, technology and innovation, energy and cybersecurity.
We want not only the schools and the universities, but we want the communities and the man in the street to understand that he has some knowledge there, because you may be surprised that what you have in your possession, whether it's an idea or a new thing you're starting up, we could possibly help you.
Director General at the National Commission on Science and Technology, NCSD, Professor Errol Morrison, speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. He's reminding applicants to consult the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office before submitting applications to ensure there are no issues with copyright. The awards are a collaborative effort of the Scientific Research Council and the NCSD. For more information on the National Innovation Awards, go to src.gov.jm. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.